AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Huge gains on Wall Street today. The Dow up 1,200 points, while the S&P added 5.5%, and the NASDAQ 790 points, a staggering 7.3% gain in reaction to the government report that inflation eased for a fourth straight month in October, up less than expected 7.7% over last October. President Biden.
Mainstream economists are saying this is a really positive sign of the resilience of the economic recovery. It's going to take time to get inflation back to normal levels. We could see setbacks along the way. I realize that. But we are laser focused on it.
Investors see the report as a sign the worst of inflation may have passed. Arizona and Nevada continue counting midterm votes. Carrie Lake, the Republican running for governor in Arizona, has complained that the vote counters in Maricopa County, the state's largest, are dragging their feet. Bill Gates, also a Republican, is the chair of the County Board of Supervisors.
Quite frankly, it is offensive for Carrie Lake to say that these people behind me are slow rolling this when they're working 14 to 18 hours. So I really hope this is the end of that now. We can be patient and respect the results when they come out.
In the Senate races, party control is up for grabs. Georgia is in the mix with a runoff next month between incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. More than a foot of snow, typical as major snowstorm and blizzards hit North Dakota and parts of northwest Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says the roads are a mess.
Because of all of the blowing and drifting of snow, you reduced visibility, and just quite a bit of, drifting snow is going to make travel very treacherous overnight.
Chain reaction crashes last night and today closed portions of two interstates in North Dakota. This is AP News. New owner Elon Musk has warned remaining Twitter workers they face difficult times ahead. Jasmine Enberg, principal analyst at Insider Intelligence, says advertisers are reconsidering their buys.
Many of them, of course, are deciding not to advertise on Twitter, or at least to pause their advertising on Twitter due to brand safety concerns, as well as a lack of trust in a Musk-owned Twitter.
In his first company-wide message late last night, Musk ordered employees to report to work this morning. An employee at the all-hands meeting says Musk told them some exceptional people could seek an exemption from his return-to-work order, and others who don't like it could quit. Lakeside Alliance, a partnership of black-owned construction firms, suspends work on the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago after a noose was found at the site. In a statement, former President Barack Obama's foundation said of the noose, "This shameless act of cowardice and hate is designed to get attention and divide us." I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.